Perry Northfield joins me for South Coast Sports Radio. Perry, a 5-1 win for Portsmouth over Coventry United today. That result would have surprised a lot of people with the manner of the scoreline.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I think it surprised myself a little bit. It's not to say Coventry didn't put up a fight, a really strong fight for large periods of the game. I think the girls just kept their concentration levels super high today. They kept their shape, they kept the structure of the team, they listened to the game plan, and I'm really, really happy that it's come off and we've pulled off a fantastic result and much justified.
What particularly impressed you with the manner of the win today, if you had to pick one thing?
I say again, and I've said it for a few weeks now, it's the substitutions. We've made three substitutions, one very early in the game because of Molly Clark's unfortunate injury. And again, the tempo, the style, the structure of the team doesn't change. So as long as we can stay fairly injury-free, I think with the level of ability that our substitutions have, that they'll play big parts in every single game we play.
I need to ask you about Molly. We know Molly's obviously gone off to hospital with the scan. First of all, what was the actual injury?
It was her ankle. I don't think it's as bad as we first measured. But I really don't want Molly Clark injured at this time of the season. She's a great player, fantastic player, and we really need her. But at the same time, I've got four other centre midfielders who are all good enough to be starting at this level. So with Molly out, we move on, and hopefully she's not as bad as first thought. But I'm confident we've got other midfielders in there that will do just as good a job.
Shannon Seffright and Gemma Sims have both come off the bench and both have scored. You must be over the moon.
Yeah. Shannon's got a bit of a golden scoring touch at the moment, getting herself in the right places. And Simo, we brought her on for that exact reason, to get her in those pockets. So we thought she was going to get in those pockets, and she did. And a couple of great first-time finishes to see the game out, which is great.
And that's 2 out of 2 now for Portsmouth in the league, of course. 5-1 and that 1-0 win at Cardiff. How much longer can the run go, Perry?
Well, we need it to go for a long time. It's because we want to be up there. We want to be up at the top, and we want to make sure that come the end of the season with 2 or 3 weeks to go, we're in that title chase. Not going to put the pressure on and say we must win the league this year, but as long as in the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season we're in the title chase, that's fine.
And up next is QPR. It's not going to be an easy game. We saw last season when QPR had nothing to fight for. We spoke to Martino, said, can you give us an easy game? He said, yeah, we'll give you an easy game. And that was one of the toughest that we saw last season. Are you expecting more of the same on Wednesday?
Of course. They've had a good pre-season. They've travelled out to, I think, Belgium, so they've got good squad unity, they have got good togetherness, and they're now an extra season in this league, so they're going to be seasoned and they're going to know what we're about a bit more. So they're going to be a very different challenge to what we face today with Coventry. I'll perhaps play a few different faces on Wednesday night just to keep it fresh, keep our own players on the toes, keep the opposition on the toes, and hopefully once again get the right result.
And I couldn't end the interview without talking about Fee McMillan.
Yeah.
A lot of talk today about Fee. 23 years, she has now retired. Can I just get a little word from yourself as the manager of Portsmouth FC Ladies about the stalwart that is Miss McMillan?
I just wish I would have had the privilege to work with her for a few more years, a bit earlier in her career. So, simply that, really. I've it's been a pleasure to work with her, and I've only managed to work with her a couple of seasons. In the majority of that, she's unfortunately had a few injuries, but I just wish I could have worked with her for a bit longer in the game, because we could have gone quite far together, I think.
Well, congratulations on the win today, Perry. High five. Well done.
Thanks, Lee. Cheers, mate.